Any event, anytime, anywhere in the U.S. If you're looking for portable displays and graphics for any convention, conference, party, home show, job fair, photo backdrop, even DJ sets, ExpoNet USA is here to provide the best pricing and service for all your printed branding and marketing needs. With printing facilities on both sides of the country and well-connected in the middle, ExpoNet USA makes things happen without the huge rush fees or high shipping costs. Hey, Hagerstown, you've got a guy. Call Display J at 301-378-9363. Graphic design services are available as well. Visit us at www.exponetusa.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show. Podcasting and broadcasting about news, views, local business and events, health, pop culture, everything and nothing. And now, here's your host, Jay Heisch.
Brent Rave, Jay Heisch, I'm back with the Hub Show, back from the Thanksgiving holiday. We are getting organized. In the middle of getting organized with this Hub Show podcast, a lot of good things are going to happen, especially in 2018, as we plant our feet in a new location to record. Shay Lewis will be back on track with me next week, getting ready to do some new interviews with new guests. People are lining up to get interviewed and help us shed some light here in Hagerstown on the local businesses and local causes and things that are going on in Hagerstown and the surrounding areas. Good times for all, good times to be had. And we appreciate you tuning in. Special interview coming up right now. I did it about a week or so ago with Ben Thoburn at the Coin Op Warehouse at 367 East Franklin Street. At the top of the dual highways, you're going into town. You can't miss it. Big red warehouse. Looks like a big red barn. Nice brand new parking lot, the whole bit. The game room garage, the Coin Op Warehouse. All about all things classic arcade cabinets, pinball machines, jukeboxes from all eras, even the vintage horse-drawn carriage, or horse-drawn hearse. Amazing, incredible. This interview can be seen in its entirety on our YouTube page, YouTube, The Hub Show. We're there. Trust us. Check it out. And Coin Op Warehouse, they're on Facebook. Seems like every day they're putting up at least 10 to 15 new arcade games or jukeboxes for sale. A lot of them go like that pretty quick. Whether it's Pac-Man, whatever you're into, Centipede, Zaxxon, Punch-Out, whatever comes off these trucks. They're bringing in trailers every day of stuff they collect from around the country. Let's go to it. My interview with Ben Thoburn, the Coin Op Warehouse Game Room Garage. Mike Check, The Hub Show. Jay Heisch, I am here. Hagerstown. The center of Hagerstown at the dual highway going into town here. I am at the Game Room Garage and the Coin Op Warehouse right across the street. The Game Room Garage is the retail side of everything. This is where, this is American Pickers on crack. This is all the jukeboxes and cabinet arcade games, the ones we grew up playing, spending our quarters on. This guy collects them. You and your father, right?
Yep.
And this is Ben Thoburn. This is your dad's business, or the family business, right?
Yep. He started it 35 years ago.
Started collecting, just going around collecting the machines and everything? Or?
Buying and selling, and has basically started with one, and probably 100,000 machines later.
And here we are now, right?
Here we are now.
Okay. You guys are from, your father's from the Baltimore area, right?
Actually from Northern Virginia, so I grew up in Reston.
Okay.
And we moved up here.
Awesome. You live here in Hagerstown?
Yep.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Your dad's still down there?
He's still down in Gaithersburg. He's looking for a house up here.
But. Okay. And you chose Hagerstown for some strategic reasons. Obviously, the cost of the warehousing is cheaper up here.
And we have a great access to 70 and 81.
Right.
So we can go north, south, east, west.
Easy for the trucks.
Easy for the trucks.
Yeah. And, we say trucks. I follow them on Facebook, the Coin Op Warehouse. I swear every day there's a truck pulling up.
Yes, every day.
More stuff. Jukeboxes, arcade games, all that stuff. A truck just pulled up now across the street. That's the Coin Op Warehouse where they stash everything. We're going to go in there later. But right now, you said what's on that trailer?
There's about 30 jukeboxes that I picked up in Chicago.
30 jukeboxes from Chicago. And over here to my right, Kevin's left, this car is a rental car from Florida.
These people are from Belgium?
Two containers to go to a museum over in Holland.
Two containers of what? The jukeboxes?
Jukeboxes, arcade games, pinballs,
everything you sell, basically.
Everything Coin Op.
Wow.
awesome. Everything coin op. This is nuts. This is the game room garage. We're going to go inside of it. This is the retail side that's open to the public. And afterwards, we're going to go across the street to the warehouse, the dungeon, which is nothing but coin op, arcade games, and jukeboxes. It's almost like a graveyard in there, but they're all there to be fixed up and spruced up.
I'll get restored and play again.
About how many coin op machines I think you post on Facebook every day? At least six.
At least six, probably some days, probably 15 to 20.
Yeah, right. But, and a lot of times I see the word sold after a lot of them. They just go.
Yeah, they sell usually within minutes. So.
Wow. What's the hottest? What comes in that sells the quickest?
Probably the newer pinball machines.
Really? Pinball machines are hot.
Yeah.
The jukebox machines, they sell?
They sell. They don't sell as fast as the pinballs. Most people have one jukebox in their house, but they don't mind having 30 or 40 pinballs.
I'm a DJ. People are putting the jukeboxes in their house.
Yeah.
CDs and
CDs,
the vinyl?
CDs, 45s.
Yeah. This is nuts. This is, well, we're about to go in here. This is the American Pickers on crack. This is like the warehouse for them, but this is their house. This is the Coronado warehouse, the game room exchange. We're going to head inside with Ben and check out the open to the public retail side. And let's head in. Pinball machines. What do you think? Ben, what do you think the oldest pinball machine you have in here is?
Probably Slugger.
Slugger right here?
Yeah.
What year do you think this is? Do you guys know when you bring these in? Is there any history with these things?
Yeah, this one actually came out of a museum in Atlanta.
Okay. They were just selling it, giving it up? Or?
Yeah, the guy was running out of space. He was moving out some of his other stuff.
Yeah, they want $2,100 for $2,000. And what year do you think that is?
Guess. 52, 53.
50s, huh? All right, yeah, we'll just keep going. Here's a giant gumball machine, Pepsi vending machine. It's nuts. And this stuff just sells, huh? Collectors. Nuts. You get beer cans from all over the world here.
Love well, it, man.
Something for everyone.
Something for everyone. Really hot items, man.
Yeah.
Punch Out. I was the king of Punch Out. Ball Bull, Mr. Sandman. I had it down after a lot of quarters. Yeah, took a while. All right. That's big with people too, huh, Ben? The old restaurant signage and all that stuff?
Yeah, we're one of the few places where you can have some of the bigger signs. So a lot of most people can only have one sign that hangs on there, but we're lucky that we have such a big building, so I get to.
But, I mean, is there someone actually collecting Dairy Queen sign, for instance?
Yeah, because they remember going to Dairy Queen. It's just great memories.
Just does it for them.
Occasionally, actually, it was when we sold to a guy in Georgia.
Really?
He has another huge warehouse like this.
Was it a big golden arches?
It's like 20 foot high.
Like the one that goes out?
Yep.
And he bought it?
Yeah.
Where'd you put that?
He has a huge collection like this in a warehouse like this.
A 20 foot tall golden arches. Where do you even? It has to go outside.
No, it's in his building.
He has a building. He has a warehouse.
Yeah, he has a big warehouse like this.
Wow.
With cars.
That's crazy, man. All right. Hey, we'll be right back with more of this stuff. Again, we're at the Game Room Garage. What's the address here?
367 East Franklin Street.
Right, we're up
right off the dual highway.
Off the dual highway, you can't miss the big red barn looking thing. Nicely redone parking lot,
yep.
Well paid, new parking. Yeah, this is great. So bring the kids, educate them.
Yes.
What they're missing. Put down the video games and come over to this place. Well, I got 10 years on you, so I came up. I remember very little though. Someone had a Pong machine at the house. I remember going to the arcades and every once in a while in a bowling alley or restaurant with a military brat, you see Space Invaders, see an Asteroids machine. Then when Pac-Man came out, I was around for that, 81, 82. Pac-Man fever was a thing, kids. It wasn't just a song, man. I remember seeing people at the arcades. Like, there's a line. Only one Pac-Man machine, not this Pac-Man. A guy would be hogging the machine. He'd have quarters lined up along the top of the machine here. You had to wait.
Yep.
Wait for him to get done. And you know, as boring as that game is to you kids, Pac-Man was the shit at one time. So.
Oh, I have good stories from operators where they had to change the size of the cash box to 5 gallon paint buckets because they couldn't empty the corners out of them fast enough.
On Pac-Man, right? Yeah. Stories from the arcade. You kids don't know anything about that. We played Atari until it got hot. Nothing about that. So you guys collect a lot of stuff. Like, we got a horse-drawn carriage here.
Yes, my dad will buy just about anything he thinks is cool. So it somehow catches his eye.
This is a hearse.
It's a hearse for children, actually.
It's like you guys stole it from the Haunted Mansion down at Disneyland or something.
It's probably where it belongs.
Right. All right. It does come in, what gets you excited, Ben? What comes out the trucks that you go, yeah?
A lot of the rare stuff. So games that, you know, there's only two or three known to exist. Stuff that, you know.
So, but like, as far as, you play video games in the arcade, we talked about that. What games do you like? What comes out the truck that you go, oh,
I remember that.
It's too Mortal Kombat is probably my favorite.
You keep those, they come in, they get sold pretty
fast.
Yeah,
I have a Bubbles, which is this weird
I remember
game
that game.
83.
And a ball, right? A track ball.
It just had like a joystick. I have one in my little workshop, but everybody keeps trying to buy it
in his workshop. He stashes it.
Nobody
really?
Won't
you got bids for it? You won't give it up?
Nope.
Bubbles. That's right. I remember that game. I also remember they have one over here, Karate Champ. My hands went numb playing that in day. Just being covered up by another guy. So you get them in. Do you do repairs on them?
I can do repairs on them. Most of the stuff just comes in and goes out the way it is. Because half the people's fun is they spend their Saturday cleaning up a game that was collapsing in a crappy warehouse, and then they bring it back to life.
Because I see that you guys post on Facebook, you get a lot of machines in that have like the monitor, or it has a different game on the front than on the sides.
So they got converted. So as the games broke or the game sucked, they would take all the guts out of it and put
the
game in it. That was
right.
Fun.
What I was selling. Yeah.
So the cabinet kept on making money for the operator.
That's all it is. It's just it's a TV tube in there.
Correct.
Right. And just change the signage on it.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay. So for instance, here we are in the warehouse. This is just one truck, right? How many trucks are parked outside right now?
Two. This one's headed to.
That one's leaving here.
Yeah. This one's a container headed to Holland.
Oh, the guys. Okay.
Yep.
How many truckloads are they taking?
They're taking 240-foot containers out of here.
240-foot containers.
Yeah. Wow. So the stuff comes in looking like pure junk.
Yeah.
Like this.
Right.
You send it over there, and they'll totally restore it.
Well, they're bringing it to Europe, to Holland. It's antique stuff. It's old stuff. Are they more into Americana? They have their own stuff over there.
They love American stuff.
Right.
So the American.
It's got a Coke stamped on it or anything.
Yeah, in America, for coin-op, American stuff was the best of the best.
I gotcha.
So we had a huge industry for it over here.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And so all the manufacturers
were
headquartered here.
Ben, so we were just talking, friends were talking about pinball machines. People see a Playboy pinball machine, they think that's collectible. You have an eye for this stuff? You know what it is?
Yeah, so I go in there and see. I mean, Playboy was hugely successful. So they made tons of them. And they're in every arcade. So it's a lot of the stuff that you've heard of isn't necessarily one of the most valuable. A lot of the stuff that you go in there is the titles you've never heard of. Like, I have a Dragon Fist over there. They only made 300 of them.
So they're worth
a lot. Because you just can't find them. So a lot of that stuff, even if you have tons of money, you just plain can't buy it. But if you want a Playboy, everybody can get you a Playboy.
Pinball machines, what do you think is the most, what's the cream in the crop, the holy grail? What haven't you got your hands on yet that's out there that you know is worth a pretty penny?
Bally Bigfoot. It was their answer to Atari's Hercules, which you actually played a...
I've seen that. It's a huge pinball
Pinball.
We saw that recently. I forget where now, at a restaurant.
Used a pool ball.
Yeah.
Actually, it was so big.
Where did you see that at? Oh, I saw that at Hershey Park in their arcade.
Hershey Park. Yes.
They have the Hercules one. I didn't play it, but I remember looking at it going, it was a lot bigger than the ones that was sitting next to.
Yeah.
So Bigfoot is...
Bigfoot was Bally's. They only made 10. I think there's only two left known to exist.
From the 70s, right?
Yes. So.
Bigfoot. It's not Squatch. Dig Dug. I saw a Mr. Dude in here once, too. Yeah. I don't know why people lean towards Dig Dug. I was always more of a Mr. Dude guy. I thought that was better than Dig Dug.
Atari had a bigger...
bigger hold.
We were holding the market, so they were able to get them distributed at the arcades better.
Mr. Do was way better. Yeah, man, Ghostbusters, Star Wars. So, does that Star Wars cabinet, does that work?
Nope. No. Star Wars are very tough to keep working. They used a special kind of monitor that was colored lines.
Yeah, it was the graphics are all that
called
green.
Color vector.
Okay.
So, the monitors used a really high voltage and tend to burn up.
So, the one you bought that we looked at here, does that one work?
Nope.
You gonna make it work? Is it the plan?
Nope. It's going to a museum in Hungary.
They're taking all the good stuff, man. This is like the arcade graveyard in here, man, a bit. I mean, how many of these machines don't work?
Probably the majority of them.
But where it's going, they're gonna try to fix it.
They're gonna totally restore it. Yeah.
Wow, this is nuts. Look, Afterburner. More Zaxxon. I seen a couple of Zaxxons in your building.
Another baby Pac-Man.
Oh, there's baby Pac-Man. This one has no saran wrap on it, so we can kind of get somewhat of an idea.
It's the pinball cabinet, too.
Kind of tore up. There's no glass top. Yeah. Not operable, obviously.
Nope.
Okay.
My fun is finding it.
This is going to Budapest. I gotta guess.
That one, I think, is going to England.
England. All right. Yeah. We can do that. I would love to see one of those operable, but it ain't gonna
They're
happen.
Fun.
No.
Tough.
Okay. Oh, hey, you're 34. Are you a Star Wars nut? What do you? Oh, what else are you a fan of, man?
I love Star Wars. Star Wars is...
It's not just about the Game Room Garage. It's about you, Ben. You're a Star Wars guy?
Star Wars guy, yeah.
Yeah? Which episode? Can't say. Can't say four. Just four is always the best.
Just the originals, of course. Yeah. No, the new ones I watched, I think the last time I watched it, I'll see.
Did you like the newer ones? Episode 7?
Episode 7 was good.
Yeah. Keeping with the vein of the original trilogy, you felt?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took my girlfriend. She fell asleep halfway through, so she's not a Star Wars nut.
Looking at all these Star Wars machines in arcade, I forgot to ask them, you know, who isn't a Star Wars fan? Some right. people aren't. So, you know.
No, my sister's fiance is a Star Trek fan.
Is it Trekkie?
Yep.
He's an anti-Star
Wars. Are you serious?
Yep. You can't compare the two if you ask me, personally.
Star Trek would put me to sleep.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, Evel Knievel pinball machine. Well, these things just kind of peek out of you if you walk in a certain angle, man. That's from the 70s. Mm-hmm. And that's probably going to Austria.
We'll see.
You want to see Evel Knievel? You can poke through here and look.
That one's going to Germany.
Of course, going to Germany. Evel Knievel. Some of those games where you pound the buttons like track and field, they must have broke the buttons on half of those.
Well, and they actually came out with separate buttons that put a...
this is one of them, yeah.
A piece of plastic right here, so you couldn't hit the buttons because it would annoy the crap out of the locations.
Oh, it would.
So they made it so you couldn't smack them really hard.
See, the more we walk around here, the more I'm starting to remember other games that I, you know, dabbled with back in the day.
Brings back lots of memories.
Oh, God, man. You haven't even heard of somebody since then, you know? Now it's coming back to you. Hopefully some people watching that are saying the same thing. Now listen, we're going to take a pause because we're going to go across the street to... This is nothing. There's a bigger graveyard across the street. Yeah, Frogger's back there. I mean, we could be in here for hours, man. This is nonstop. But we won't.
And there you have it. Awesome interview right there. Coin-op warehouse, game room, garage right here in Hagerstown. And, hey, you can see the whole interview in its entirety with the visuals. Very important on our YouTube page. The Hub Show has a YouTube page. It's growing, and we're growing. So stick with us, and we'll see you next time for the next interview.
You've been listening to the Hub Show with Jay Heisch, Hagerstown's local connection for news, views, local business and events, health, pop culture, and much more. Join us for our next podcast on the Hub Show. Thank you for listening.
Hey, this is AJ.
And this has been with Small Town Mentality Podcast. You can check us out on all social media platforms at Small Town Mentality Podcast. So get on there, click like, and follow us.
And help us out by subscribing to Small Town Mentality Podcast on the places you get your podcasts. Podcasts? What, you don't have a place to check out podcasts? Well, try TuneIn or Stitcher. We're also on iTunes and Google Play.
Come check us out. We're funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm funny.
We're going to leave this in.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.